What's good, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Check the Stats, your weekly sports podcast with Hamza, Deep.
What's good?
Harry.
Yo.
Dodge.
Yurt.
And we have a special guest for today, a close friend of ours, big Washington football
and
team.
And Ravens fans.
And Mavs fans. Sometimes, just for the ball more people. Jaskaran Singh, better known as Mr. Singh. Thank you for joining us today.
What is good, everyone?
Yes, sir. All right. So today's episode, we're going to start with games from week 9. Starting off with the Packers and Chiefs. Big turnaround for the Chiefs, you know, coming back and winning against the Packers, who lost Aaron Rodgers due to, you know, capping on and off the field. How do we see the Packers once they get back Rodgers?
Once they get Rodgers back, they're going back to being the Packers they were before this last game.
Guys,
it wasn't a big win though.
No,
Kansas
really
City
wasn't.
Didn't even score 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
It was such a defensive game. And it wasn't even good defense.
Green Bay had more first downs, and they had more total yards with Jordan Love. Yeah. I mean, yeah, they fed the running game, but the Chiefs do not look anywhere close to what we were expecting of them.
The Chiefs' defense, literally, I want to say 80% of the game had some sort of a blitz or people coming down. They just wanted to put as much pressure on Jordan Love to have him throw, just make him throw
and,
wildly
and
or
he
sack.
Wasn't doing anything with it. Like we've seen like other younger quarterbacks deal with blitz way better than Jordan Love has, and he's been in the league for like almost 2 years. 18 months sitting behind Aaron Rodgers with Matt LaFleur as your coach. You should be able to, you know, at least hit some of those, like, checkdowns, right?
I mean, who was Aaron Rodgers behind the whole time?
Brett Favre. I mean, yeah, it's Aaron Rodgers, and Jordan Love is not him. But
No, I'm not saying.
That's still, like, it wasn't that good of a showing. It wasn't that good of a showing.
The Chiefs' offense was so disappointing. Even though they won, it was just fucking. They went, after the second, I think, half started, they went 3 drives where it was 3 and outs.
But Green Bay won time of possession.
I'm saying
Aaron Jones was stopped to 53 yards.
Yeah,
that's good defense.
The Chiefs didn't let them score until the fourth quarter, bro. I mean,
bro, they couldn't figure out that.
I'm not saying
defense.
Their defense is crazy. But
Jordan Love.
I know Jordan Love was at the helm of that offense, but still, for them not to let up a touchdown to this very high power offense, I know they didn't have Aaron Rodgers, but still, they should. But not even a single touchdown until the fourth quarter. I mean,
but Jordan Love didn't really have any chemistry either.
It literally, like you said, it wasn't until the fourth quarter that they could like figure out a way to go around their rush. It was so much pass rush in that game. It was insane.
For the Chiefs, I don't think I see any improvement. This is their first back-to-back wins for the season. It doesn't look like anything is different. I mean, yeah, maybe, I don't know, you can say it's a good game for the defense, but also, yeah, just like y'all said, it's Jordan.
It was not Aaron Rodgers playing. Yeah. At the end of the day, like, Mahomes was still like the good thing was he didn't throw a pick, but he broke that streak because he's been throwing a pick every game. Yeah.
That's what the Chiefs have been doing this whole season, is just beating weak or hurt teams.
He went 20 for 37, 166 yards. Does that sound like the superstar Pat Mahomes
from last year at all?
They needed OBJ, but we'll talk about that later.
$450 million Mahomes.
450. Oh yeah.
Supermax contract.
You know what they can do? Might be able to prove me wrong when I said they're not making the playoffs this season. But they have
that
to...
division is close.
They have to face the Raiders in Dallas next. So I really don't know if they can beat them.
Who?
The Chiefs.
In Dallas?
They're going to see Raiders and Cowboys next.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's
so that's
they're playing away?
Yeah. And if they do, then the AFC West division is within reach. Like, the title is within reach then for them. Maybe. Big maybe.
Right now, Chargers are at the top.
Yeah.
Which is, and that's not a crazy, that's not even a crazy Chargers team right now. That's just like Justin Herbert's been playing okay the past like 2-3 weeks.
Their defense is just not it. I mean, yeah, they held Jordan Love to what, like 1934, 190 yards. But like that didn't really show anything impressive. I mean, the Packers are in a kind of bad situation until Aaron Rodgers come back. And they're not ready to hand things over to Jordan Love, not this season, not next season. So he was almost shut out in that game, just like Manziel in 2014, which he could have been the second player to do it ever since. It's not looking like he's the future quarterback for the Packers. For now.
Next game is Titans at Rams. This was, I think, the beginning of kind of the upsets. I think we were all wrong, literally.
Except Hamza.
Yes, sir.
Except Hamza.
Believe in Tannehill.
I honestly think it was a fluke game, but continue.
I still remember when Tannehill was in Miami. He was a turnover machine. Now he's
Tannehill was on the verge of being out of the league.
Almost,
but
bro.
I think it was Adam Gase was his coach at the time, right?
In Miami.
So I think that's why. Yeah, I mean, like, Adam Gase showed how bad he was with the Jets, too. So,
yeah.
Tannehill was in a completely different system with a really good head coach. And they also had Derrick Henry. But last game, they showed that even without him, they're still pretty good.
Yeah. No.
But at the same time, they had two pick sixes. So their offense didn't have to do that much.
It was their defense. Yeah. I think their defense won in that game.
Showed the hell
in the absence of Derrick Henry, that team needs an identity. They're not going to have him back.
The Rams?
They're not going to have Derrick Henry back till like playoffs, right?
Maybe.
And they can't just rely on flukes. They have to find one component of their team that can like make them win. And I think it's going to be their defense because they were balling.
Bro.
Simons, oh my.
Rams had 347 yards.
Simons
53 passing and 94 rushing. Not crazy, but still.
More first downs.
More first downs.
More rushing yards. More time of possession.
Same amount of third down conversions.
More life.
Same amount of fourth down conversions. But
the
still.
Thing is, this is a difference where I see it. They have way less yards than the Titans did, but the Titans had 4 penalties and the Rams had 12.
Yeah.
And how many times do we see a Sean McVay team have 12 penalties? So I
it was a sloppy game.
It was a really good win for the Titans, but very, very sloppy.
They also got 21. Like game. The second quarter, it just completely, everything just turned the hell around so quick.
Their defense had 5 sacks.
Tennessee's,
Tennessee's defense had 5 sacks. Simmons had 3 of them. He also had, like, after they got scored on, he had a play where he, like, rushed Safford, and he just threw that shit and got picked off. They got scored on, they were like, nah, and they just turned it around.
When have we ever seen Safford do something like that, right? Especially this year. Like, this year he's looked very, very smart in the pocket, so...
He has a great offense around him. That's the thing.
And defense.
Now they got OBJ.
Let's
get into
OBJ
for a little minute here. What do you guys think about that?
I wish he went to Kansas City, but bro,
nah.
I think that the Rams. Bro, have you seen the odds? Just like shoot, they just shot the hell up.
No,
for the Rams.
No, the odds stayed the same. Actually,
No. The Rams shit. Now the Bucks are like +550 or something like that.
OBJ, I thought, should have went to the Raiders. Raiders are hurting. They need somebody.
They needed someone, but
the thing is,
we
talked about it last week. OBJ needs a big market because he's a big market guy,
Vegas,
right?
He didn't.
That's what I agree. I said Vegas.
Vegas
is a big option,
LA's
but
both.
I think because DeSean Jackson went there, and maybe they would clash a little bit because I don't know DeSean Jackson wants a lot of targets, but I think Odell wanted targets too, and he wasn't getting targeted in Cleveland, so. He's going to the Rams to maybe be the third or second option because he's probably not going to be the first
because
Cooper Kupp is
bro,
there.
Like,
and then
you
have
you're not
Woods.
Ruining that chemistry.
Robert Woods is like a top of the league, like second, like wide receiver.
Like a
two.
Good, like a very good second option.
And then after OBJ and Van Jefferson, they have no other depth. It's just those 4 receivers. Like you know, like the Bucks have like 6-7 receivers.
Oh yeah, Bucks.
The Rams now have 4 really good ones. So I think it was a good pickup because if one of them gets injured, they still have.
They still have OBJ.
They still have 3, right? They have Van Jefferson and Higby, their tight end. But I think the Rams definitely are the favorite.
Taking all these injuries into account, I think it's good for the Rams to have one extra.
For the Super Bowl, you're saying favorite?
Mm-hmm.
To make the Super Bowl.
I would agree.
For right now.
Bucks, Rams, championship game.
Yeah, because that's the one thing you need to beat the Bucks is how to stop Tom Brady.
NFC, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Going back to the... To the Titans, real quick. This season, they've been like the definition of defense wins you games. They were able to get so many turnovers, which helped them get like 14 points in that game against the Rams. They have 11 turnovers, 13 sacks, and at least 1 interception in the last 6 games. So their defense literally winning them games. And then they had Matthew Stafford under like enormous pressure, and he couldn't really throw it.
At all.
Yeah, exactly. They forced back-to-back interceptions, and one of them was a pick six. Their offense had to do it without Derrick Henry, which is kind of impressive, but it was mainly the defense that really showed up. But for the Rams, I think they'll definitely improve with Odell. And since we're talking about Odell, it's only right to take it to the next game, which is Browns and Bengals. Browns lost Odell, and now... now what? They look like last season. Literally at the same time that they lost Odell last season with a knee injury and then they turned their season around is happening again this season. That last time it was injury, now he's just gone. So it's the same squad.
I think now you can't even like try to dispute the fact that Odell was the problem in the offense because it's not his fault or it's not any one person's fault. It's like the coach tries to scheme up a lot of plays for him. Baker's always looking for him, and Baker's like young quarterback. No. Odell.
Baker's not always looking for him. Baker used,
a lot of those throws, Baker just missed a lot of them too when he was looking for him. And then
I remember last year he didn't
look at him enough at times, but like that's what I'm saying. He never fit in with the offense, and you can look at the wins when he's out.
It
literally shows that they're better with him on the sideline.
Yeah, it looked like it was forced, and I feel like Odell's gonna demand a lot of attention or a lot of plays and to go through him. So this might be the thing that helped the Browns turn their season around. I mean, it was their first game without Odell, and I think that was the best performance from their offense that we've seen all season.
41-16. Against a pretty good Bengals defense.
Especially in the third quarter from Mayfield. Mayfield had a great third quarter.
Mayfield came out and was like, nah, I'm not going to let Odell disrespect me like that.
Yeah.
And just balled out. He had 2 touchdowns. Nick Chubb showed up. He had 137 yards. Bro, they were balling.
They have a tough schedule coming up ahead, so... It was tougher than last year. Than at the same time when they lost Odell, so this will really test them in the upcoming few games.
This was a really really bad game from Joe Burrow. No touchdowns and 2 picks.
And Jamar Chase too. Like it had a pick 6 right in front of him. Yeah. Denzel Ward.
Do you guys think it's just they had a really hot start and they're about to just mellow out for the rest of the year? Or do you think this is a really just outlier game?
That's what
Bengals.
I think the Bengals just need time. I don't think
you don't think they can compete for anything this year. You don't think they're making the playoffs? No, I mean they're in the playoff push.
And but see, the thing is, in that division,
everyone
can go to the playoffs. If anyone wins the next like 3 or 4 games,
and the Ravens losing was a big help.
Yeah,
for everybody else,
for especially the Steelers. And I'm not saying I'm not saying the Steelers are going to win out, but we're definitely top 2, I think, by the end of this season, if we have no crazy injuries. But I just think they need more time. I know Joe Burrow is good. He has a good, but I think they need a couple more options. They need to figure out a couple things. Their defense.
They need to fix their line on both sides.
Their line is not there yet.
Their linebackers. They have some positions, but they definitely have a good core.
They have a good starting,
Yeah.
And I feel like they're just gonna start falling apart after beating the Ravens, and the momentum is just going down and bad. I mean, in week 8, they did the same thing against the Jets, just allowing them to walk all over them and just letting them score on every possession that they get. It just matter of which quarter that they give up in. So I don't think they're gonna get any better. I feel like their season is just gonna keep crashing, and I don't know.
Speaking about crashing seasons, let's move on to the Niners versus the Cardinals. So the Niners are 3-5, which is not expected at the beginning of the season. What do you guys think about this game?
Bro, for Kyler Murray not to be playing, for Hopkins not be playing, AJ Green not be playing.
And they lost Edmonds.
And Edmonds in the first quarter. I don't know. It's insane. James Conner showed up. He ran for 2 touchdowns. He had 45-yard tutty. That's crazy.
This is the 7th game that they put up 30 points this season. And this time it was without their main cast against a team that held them to 17 points last time with all their stars being there. It's really more of a statement win. They have a championship caliber defense. And that's without J.J. Watt. They had 5 sacks for the 3rd time in a game this season.
Marcus Golden.
Exactly. It's an amazing job by their defensive coordinator, Vance Joseph. He put this powerful defense that can just step up when they need it to, even if their offense doesn't have the full cast. And then,
but they also let up 375 yards.
Yeah.
2 fumbles.
But still, I feel like their defense still is able to compete.
I know it's a powerful offense.
They let up 337, but they...
I know they dropped 437 with...
Also, J.J. Watt is out. Yes. I think a few of their defensive players are out, so... It's also a division game, and I think
I think game, you can this never proved judge that it. The Cardinals can get it
you
done.
Can, you can yeah, never
even
judge
even without.
Even without.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's the thing. That's at the end of the day, that's the thing. If Kyler can't play, can they still get it done? And they did.
They can. I think Colt McCoy is pretty. Solid, bro. He's pretty dynamic. He's not just gonna sit in the pocket and just throw. Like, he can move a little bit in and out, so they don't have to change their like playbook as much. You know, like, that's what you want. You want your backup to play like a little bit like your starter, right? You don't want to change the entire playbook if your starter comes, if your backup comes into the game. So it's a good win. It's a good win for the Cardinals.
I don't think the 49ers are ever gonna win a game at home. Just saying.
At home.
Yeah, this is like their eighth loss in a row, and I don't think they ever won. This is like the longest streak of not winning at home in franchise history.
How many games have they lost at home?
They have a new stadium too. That might be it.
I think this is like the eighth straight loss at home, and they've been 0-4 in 2021 so far.
That's sad. But I think it just shows that they can get it done. But let's move on to the Vikings and Ravens.
I got a question for Mr. Singh. This weekend, what fan were you?
Washington's on a bye, so I had to support the Ravens. I went to school in Baltimore.
I knew it.
But they played. It came down to the end, right? And you could see frustration on Lamar's face.
It happens every bro. He gets bit. I know Lamar puts in together enough to get it done by the end of the game, but still, bro. Like,
I don't know, bro.
Justin
Baltimore
Tucker.
Lamar put up 500 yards, bro. How do you not win? Like, you have to win the game when you put up 500 yards, right? So 247 rush yards. The Ravens had 36 first downs and Vikings had 13. So I think definitely Baltimore deserved to win the game, but
that was not a good
the
game.
Way it always comes down to the end for the Ravens, and always come, I feel like every game now,
like,
they're coming from behind and like they have to win the game in the end, like the last few drives.
Yeah.
And last season and before that, everybody was saying Lamar can't play like from behind.
He can't.
And now every game he's playing from behind, and
I don't think they should have won this game though. They won.
And a terrible start. I agree.
Even the ending.
They always shoot themselves in the foot, bro, in the beginning of the games. Always.
But I'm blaming Minnesota. This is Minnesota's game. It was their game to win.
They lost it.
Bro,
we've been
Anthony
seeing
Barr
them do this for like 10 years now.
Anthony Barr had an interception. He tapped a ball out of the air from Lamar Jackson. He caught it. I don't know how much he ran it for, but the offense got it back, 3-and-out.
Yeah, they're so injury riddled too. Like, there's two starting running backs out for the season before the season started. Like, Ravens are like, they're doing well for the injuries they suffer. Ravens and Titans both.
The Ravens lost 5 or 6 starters like in the preseason.
In the preseason,
and they were like A-list starters,
yeah,
like
Marcus
Peters,
like
J.K. Dobbins,
Gus
Edwards.
Yeah, like. And their receivers aren't too hot either. They have one.
Sammy Watkins, he's just through that game we saw against the Dolphins.
Yeah.
And then they have Andrews, the tight end. And no question, he's balling out. He's like top three, probably.
But it's not every game. It's like some games he's the best tight end in the league, and then some games you can't even notice he's there, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's coaching. I don't know if just the players are not getting separation. I don't know what the Ravens are about. Their offense is so, like, inconsistent. They put up 34 points against the Vikings, and then they couldn't even like score a touchdown for the fourth quarter on the Dolphins.
We all predicted this game, and I mean,
it still ended up being a Ravens dub. But I'm saying the way they win these games it's not normal.
Yesterday,
yeah,
pathetic. That proves that. Go ahead.
No, this win should not have been this close again, especially against
the
Vikings.
Why they lost
to
Miami.
Yeah, we'll get to that like after, but it's crazy. They should not be losing, like winning this close.
But it's crazy that Lamar Jackson can put more stats than a quarterback and a running back combined. Like,
he's
3 touchdowns, 100 and plus rushing yards.
That's not far from the truth.
He's different. That's you already know that.
He's the first quarterback this season to win 3 games in which they trailed by double digits. And before the season starts, he was 0-6.
That's what I'm saying.
One trailing. And all the critics were like, yeah, he can't do it, but this is all he's been doing this season.
He came back against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
He came back against the Colts, who were playing really hot that night.
I also
came back one more time. Like, I forgot who was it.
I'm not going to lie. This season, how many times has Lamar gotten the opportunity to score, but then it always ends up being a field goal? Justin Tucker, he's had 18 career game winners from his field goals.
Yeah,
it's,
I know.
It's Justin Tucker. You use him when you can use him.
Yes. But going back to Lamar, Lamar is the definition of check the stats, because his stats are always crazy. I agree. Just always, like, he has like 386 yards in this, like 3 touchdowns. He did have 2 picks given that, but still won the game.
Yeah.
So he's the definition of check the stats.
He's always like leading their team into a comeback for this season at least. But one thing I would say about the Vikings is that game was the best performance that they could ever put this season, and they were gassed in OT. Like, their defense was just gassed. I don't think it's going to get any better than this for them, or they can put out a better performance. And we did say like 2 episodes ago that they do have a tough schedule coming up ahead. They're getting close to winning against these good teams, but it's not working. I don't think they just can't do it.
Talking about not working out, let's talk about Saints and Falcons.
Yo, that's so sad.
Everybody was wrong.
That was listening so to the last sad. Podcast, and I was like, if you guys lose this game, you guys actually suck.
I always, this division games, you always know there's a chance of losing.
Yeah.
But you did say
New Orleans played the way better game, but our receivers had like 10 dropped passes. And when you're dropping passes, when you have a backup quarterback in who's actually making throws, like you can't do that. So I think this was a winnable game. And even then, we had a lead with a minute left. And as always, our defense blew it. So don't blame the offense. Our defense gave up a 60-yard touchdown with less than a minute left. So what's new?
64.
Saying is
what's
so
new?
Good, though.
Yeah,
though.
What's new? They were due a backslide. I mean, this has been our identity.
I'm not going to lie. The
for
offense.
10, 15 years, we've always had our offense get the lead, and then our defense blows it. So. It's not that surprising.
They missed Matt Ryan go for
just the whole
43
team,
yards.
Bro. The whole
Matt
team.
Ryan's a former MVP.
They missed 2 2-point conversions. No. Yeah, Matt Ryan did go 3. That's crazy. He balled it out.
Yeah, it was a good game for the Falcons. I think they needed this win
for the second time. Actually, no, I take that back.
At the end of the day, it came down to a field goal.
Time
yeah,
twice.
Exactly. It literally came down to a last-second field goal. Yeah. And even then, we sacked them on the last drive. And I think then we literally gave up a 60-yard touchdown.
Young Hoku,
still
baby.
Not bad. They're still 5-3. I mean, still doing better
everything,
than the
Falcons. Everything is still in reach. So,
Bucks are going to win the division.
Bucks will win the division. Sure. But the Saints need to get second. Because now...
You guys,
we'll get into
a
Carolina.
A half point off, right? If you would have won this, you would have been first.
If we would have won this, we would have been, like, I think, a half game off.
Yeah, I think Bucks have.
Now I think we're a game and a half, maybe 2.
Yeah.
What do we think?
Bucks had bye week 2. So.
What do we think about Simeon?
I think he's actually pretty good. If you guys watched the whole highlights, he made every throw you could ask a backup quarterback to make. He's only been in the league 6 years. He's been a backup for most of the time. So. I'm just saying he had us in a winning position. So I don't know what more you could ask of him. With these receivers, can you name a single receiver right now, like Dodge, off the top of your head?
I don't know. Okay, I don't watch Saints games.
Please, thank you.
the Saints receivers, the top one though, is Kamara.
Like, exactly. It's our him. Top receiver is literally our running back.
Yeah.
So I don't think we can blame the quarterback in the situation at all.
But would you want Taysom Hill going forward, or do you want Simeon?
Nah.
Taysom Hill, that competition. Yo, that little competition.
Taysom Hill is not a quarterback.
That preseason competition between Taysom Hill and Jameis was bullshit.
You got Jameis to work hard. Yeah. He was working really, like, he was getting fit.
Him,
he lost, like, 20, so 30 pounds. Yeah, I feel so bad.
He was killing
He was playing really good.
Yeah, man.
He scored a touchdown against the Bucks. Came out, like, a couple drives later, torn ACL.
Man, that's... So, he was dancing after, too, in the locker room. He was busting down.
But
it's disappointing.
So let's move on to the next game.
Your boys.
Yeah.
Your boys.
We won this game.
Big dog.
Bears, Steelers, by the way.
Fuck you for doubting us.
Yo, what do you mean? Hey, the game was close.
But
the game was very close.
No. The game was not close. The Steelers fucking blew it in the fucking fourth quarter.
So it's not close?
10-point lead turned into a 1-point deficit.
No, it was
following
like
a fumble by the punter.
And if the refs weren't paid, I think the Bears would. I think
the refs.
The Bears
would have won
this game.
Yo,
the officiating
was
so bad, but it was bad both ways, though.
I agree it was bad both ways.
But that taunting call should not have been.
No. That taunting call, look at the fucking. Bro, no. Look at the football of the video right now.
Even if the taunting call.
Over, he's staring at the fucking. He literally looks back. I know the ref moved into his way, whatever. Yep. I agree with that, but the way, bro, he's looking over and he's like staring. Bro, he's walking away. He turns around like this.
I agree the taunting call, like, Bring that's it okay. Up, it's Dutch. Whatever, because like that's technically in the rule book, so it's the player's
let's,
fault.
Let's
you'll see the angle. Oh,
let's review the play.
Isn't it like 1K? 142.
For our all listeners out there, we are currently reviewing the call.
We're checking the footage. We're checking the footage.
Where the Bears got called for taunting.
There he is.
There are so many plays like this.
Hamburger.
So many plays like this.
Hamburger sacked.
So many plays like this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Look, how is that right there. That right, he's staring
he's
at their
looking
fucking
at
bench.
Oh my
yo.
God!
No, no, no.
Arrest him! Arrest him right now! Arrest him!
Oh my goodness!
No, no, no. You have to see
oh
from that.
Even if this taunting call is right, which it probably is, there was other calls in his game that the refs messed
yes,
up.
Yes, but
we are,
dude, you guys brought up the taunting call though.
Okay, but this is not the only call that the refs messed up. There was like
no, there was two
or three roughing the passer calls that did not get called, and they're in the red zone. And you're pushing, yeah, look at you right now. Yeah, where you can't say anything about that because you know the refs missed everything.
Bullshit. That
the
was
refs
just
literally missed two or three roughing the passer
look
calls.
Look at that. Go back. That was the angle right there.
He
go
didn't,
back.
He
go
didn't
back.
Say anything.
Go back.
He just
doesn't have
at
to.
Them.
Go back. Go back.
Look
go
at
back
that.
More.
Oh my God. Bro, the way.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That's so soft, bro.
He gave him such a menacing look. Half the linemen pissed their pants.
He needs to be arrested. He needs to be arrested.
Bro, I literally look at like drivers worse than that, bro.
You play in the NFL, you get your shit smacked. Acting like fool like that.
You know he used to play for the Steelers, right?
Yeah, that's why.
That's why he's
that's
looking
why he
at
that.
Them. I don't give a fuck.
See?
This call didn't affect the game's outcome. Yeah. The other calls did, I think, at the end of the game. Even with all these calls, you beat the Bears by two points.
I said that in the beginning. I said we fucking shot the bed.
You can't be.
In the beginning.
There's no way.
We shot the hell out of the bed in the beginning.
You literally had the same amount of first downs. You had
we
one
played a much better
two.
Game until the end. Deadass, we were smoking them in the beginning.
The end of the game was the hardest part to play.
And then they dropped 21 fucking points out of fucking nowhere.
Chicago had had 414 yards and Pittsburgh had 280.
Yeah. Here's what I see. I mean,
so your defense has let up 400 yards of Justin Fields and nobody else.
That game should not have been that close.
What did we say? You said yourself, Justin Fields performs in the bright lights, right?
Yeah, that's true.
That's why you thought he
this
was
his coming out game. He almost had it.
But Chicago had 12 penalties.
That drive at the end of the game was actually crazy.
Every game he has gotten better and better and better. I will admit that. Justin Fields played an amazing game.
He looked like a veteran in that last drive. He did.
And I think if it was a lot of other defenses, he would have won the game. Also, in the beginning, the fact that we only let up 6 points in the first three quarters... Says something. Also, bro, we ran the fuck out of the ball.
Yeah, Najee
was just all night long, bro, just on it.
The Bears had a lot of injuries on the defense. I think Akeem Hicks was out, their best lineman.
And then Claypool went out after
Eddie Jackson's out. I think they've had like 3 or 4 defensive players out. So the Bears' defense played decent, but yeah, not good enough.
But I like where Justin Fields is going, though.
Yeah. He's definitely the quarterback of the franchise. Like, whoever had doubts like before, like when they drafted him, there's no doubts anymore.
We've been questioning Najee. How much is he contributing? How much is he?
I don't think you need to do that.
You shouldn't.
But, no. But
I told you he was carrying.
I think now we're giving him the ball because we have an old ass quarterback. All of our fucking weapons are out right now.
Yeah,
Freiermuth is like one of our leading. Receivers.
Yeah, he had
he's
two
a
touchdowns.
Great tight end. Yes.
Two touchdowns.
Two touchdowns. And we know Big Ben. We know Big Ben loves, but he threw passes that
also
he simple passes.
Also,
he
this game wouldn't have been the way it is if your punt returner didn't or kick golf guy didn't fumble the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
Ray McLeod
got
or something.
Got blocked twice.
Those plays are what turns the
literally
game.
Literally, what happened was
special teams plays.
We hit them. We got a fumble. Literally, the next play, we fumbled.
Yeah.
Literally, that same drive.
Those are the plays.
So that's what I mean. Like, we had this in the bag. We could have won this game by 30 fucking points.
It's what we see nowadays.
If we took,
like, you shoot yourselves in the foot sometimes. Yeah. It's just what happens.
I don't know. I'm just saying. It was an ugly win. But
in that division, I'll take it.
At this point, at this point, that's what it is. A win is a win. It doesn't matter. It's the AFC. AFC North is wide open right now, and they can easily take over. But the Steelers just don't seem consistent. And the thing is, y'all playing the
we have everyone's hurt, man.
Yeah, no,
we have no receiver. Now, even Claypool's out, we're fucked. Yeah. We have Johnson, and we have Deontay Johnson, and
you are. If y'all not getting them back in the next few weeks, y'all.
Najee and Freiermuth.
Big Ben.
At least you have a tight end. Yeah. We don't even have that.
Yeah.
Y'all seen?
We have Adam Troutman.
Y'all
is that?
Y'all gonna beat the Lions next? Then you gotta see. You gotta see the Chargers, Bengals, and Ravens after that. So I'll get them fried for like 3 weeks.
The Bengals, I don't know.
Yeah, it's gonna be the a last bad time to be a Steelers fan.
We faced the Ravens back to back, but let's go.
That should conclude it for Week 9. That was mostly all the good games that we have saw, and it's only right to start off Week 10 predictions with Bucks versus Washington Football Team, since we have Mr. Singh with us. Go ahead, give us
next week. He'll be converting back into a football team fan.
This week, it's already started. It's Friday.
Yeah,
I'm actually going to this game in person. I'll be sitting in section 227. So if you see me, take a picture.
Yeah.
But no, I'm gonna go. I already know I'm going for the Bucks. Brady is literally the all-time GOAT, and we have the guy named after a beer, Heineke. But
Heineken,
yeah. I'm surprised he doesn't have a sponsorship from them yet. But I'm going for the Bucks.
You're a Tom Brady fan too. I completely forgot.
Tom Brady's all time GOAT, man.
I knew it.
You cannot.
But this is of course you're going to this game.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good one.
I think it's only right to get the opinion of Brady hater over here.
Fellow Brady hater.
Opinion on what?
Harry.
Saints just beat Brady though.
I mean. Saints literally have Brady's number, so I mean, there's nothing else to be said.
His cell phone number.
3 out of 4 games. So how's that not having their number?
No, you're right. No, I agree though.
He won the Super Bowl.
75%. That's passing a class.
Super Bowl.
So what? The Browns beat the Steelers in the playoffs. Do the Browns have your number?
Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit!
Worst game in franchise history.
No.
The Saints were winning by 10, and Jared Cook fumbled the ball and lost the game. So.
Oh yeah, your hatred of Jared Cook becomes there.
Jared Cook is the worst tight end in the history of NFL. But we're not here to talk about Jared Cook. Yeah. We're talking about Washington and the Bucks.
Yeah,
and
so
the Bucks are going to steamroll Washington. I just wanted to get that in there.
I don't doubt it. No doubt.
Like absolutely steamroll them. Washington's defense has not been what they're supposed to be. Their offense is not good, and I think the Bucks need a game where they're going to come back and have like a offensive explosion. So. This is that game.
There is actually controversy going around with Chase Young shooting all those commercials. Like a reporter asked him, and they're like, "No, it's my job, so I shoot the commercials." Like, but then again, there's also controversy that he didn't go to a single OTA, and he's a captain. Oh my God. So there's that.
That's actually wild.
Chase Young, number 2 draft pick.
Yeah. Oh, wow. The expectation for him is way too big for him to be doing that. He's supposed to be a leader on defense. So
He's a captain.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And supposed to be the main guy, main leader. So he's supposed to be showing up to all that.
No, and our rookie's underperforming as well, Jamin Davis. But it's okay.
No, for that reason, I am also taking the Bucks, and I think that leaves Taj and Vunch, which I believe they also.
Tampa's secondary is healthy now, yeah. Almost. I think that's extremely scary for their defense. If their defense gets into full force like they were like 2 weeks before the playoffs last year, oh my Jesus Christ, there's no... Only Odell could come save LA at that point, I think, maybe. Like their offense is not going to take it easy. No. I'm sorry, like they're not going to come in and drop 21 points. They're going to 30-bomb, 40-bomb it.
AB's back too.
Oh my God, dude!
If he's back, I mean that's crazy because Tampa right now is first in points scored in the league, so they're scoring over 32 points a game.
Without their third,
and they've had different lineups of receivers every week.
Yeah, AB's not coming back. I think Godwin's coming back. We're not AB.
Look for a big offensive game from the Bucks here.
Yeah. They're coming off a bye week.
Both teams.
Yeah, but Tom Brady off a bye week is always nasty.
And a loss. He's coming off a loss, too.
And a loss. Tom Brady coming off of anything is crazy because you never know what that crazy motherfucker can do. So I'm going to take the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Yeah, we all taking the Bucks. I mean, that was obvious.
Bitch-ass team, though.
Yo.
Talking about bitch-ass teams, we're going to move on to the bitch-ass team matchup of the week, Falcons and the Cowboys.
Hope they both lose.
I hope they both lose.
A draw would be amazing in this game. Yeah. Both these teams have terrible fan bases, so
I don't think the Cowboys are going to shank this game.
You don't know that.
Right now, they're favored by 8 points.
Nine.
9 points? I think that's crazy. If the Falcons have good offense.
But last weekend proved a lot for their defense, for the Cowboys' defense.
Yeah, where was Trayvon Diggs?
Trayvon Diggs is a hit or miss. I think we all know that. He's not as good. He gets too greedy for the picks, so he gets caught out of position sometimes. He gets drawn out of his zones, yeah. and he gets too greedy in man coverage, like going for picks. So the Cowboys' defense is not amazing. I think we saw that. So. I think this game is going to be way, way closer than whatever the spread is saying. So I'm going to take the Cowboys by 3 in this game.
I think I'm going to also go with the Cowboys as well. I think, is Michael Gallup coming back, I think, for the Cowboys? Even if he's not, but, like, Cowboys
if he's
still
back,
have
Zeke. That's big.
It's big that's if he's back. He hasn't played since week one.
Yeah, exactly.
But Cowboys, like, Dak's chance to get back on track. They need this win, to be honest. They need this for, like, their morale.
The Cowboys, I think, they're 3 out of 4 in their last matchup
against
the Falcons. So I think Dak, like you said, is a great game for him off of his injury. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to take the Cowboys.
I think
too.
Cowboys defensive coach, Dan Quinn, right? He used to be the head coach for the Falcons. So
I believe so.
And they have some players that used to be on the Falcons defense. So I just think the Cowboys are going to have a little bit better game plan than the Falcons. And we got to give credit, though, because Dak Prescott has 18 touchdowns and 2,000 yards, but Matt Ryan also has 2,000 yards and 15 touchdowns. So,
and Dak missed some games.
The Falcons deserve a little bit of respect.
I'm expecting the Cowboys to really win this game, and at least like maybe by 14 points. Mm-hmm. If they really want to prove that they're that team this season and they're able to, you know, make it to the playoffs, they should be able to smack a team like the Falcons right now. So Cowboys by 14.
Are we doing scores too? I'll pick the Cowboys.
No, it's not necessary. It's if you want to predict a score, just get an extra.
Hopefully, it's a high scoring game.
You get an extra cookie if you. You know.
So it'll be high scoring for sure.
34-27.
Cowboys.
I'm going Cowboys, just because they just have too much going for them to. If they fuck this up, then I think they. I don't think it ruins their playoff chances because they're going to win that division. Oh, my God. They're going to win that division by a mile. But pretty much with the guaranteed loss of DC this week. And we'll see how the rest of the division pans out. But I don't see them kind of losing this game. So let's move on to the Saints and Titans.
This is a
very, very good matchup, actually. Who do you guys have in and who's not in this week?
So Kamara is out.
Kamara's already out. So the Saints lost.
Pretty much,
going Titans.
I don't think any casual fan can name anybody on our offense. That's how bad we are right now. And that's why we were all kind of hoping for OBJ to come. And
yeah.
Now that he's not here and Kamara's out, this is going to be a tough, tough game. Really, really tough game. But I really do think we can pull it out because we have Sean Payton. I mean, Trevor Siemian was throwing the ball pretty decent last week. I think we still have Deontay Harris, who's our best receiver. Unless he gets suspended because he has a DUI from, I think, the last season or the beginning of the season. But it was under review because he pleaded not guilty. So, and I don't know what's going to happen with that case, but I saw something that, like, something might get decided this weekend before the game. So if he doesn't play and he's pretty much our only speedy receiver, then we're definitely going to lose. So I'm still picking the Saints, though, in a close game.
I love your loyalty to them, but this is easy. This is Titans, man. Like, Titans are one of my, like, Super Bowl favorites for the AFC. Titans,
really?
Like,
I don't know. I think that was it was a lucky game last week, man. Their defense showed up.
But 4 weeks in a row, they're beating elite teams.
They're due for a bad game.
You think so?
They've beat 4 elite teams. How many times this season have we seen after a really good run that they continue that? Everybody, even the Bills last week, they lost.
The Bills, Chiefs, Colts, and Rams. Like I said last week, maybe they're due for a bad game.
Maybe this
is the bad game, but I don't see the Titans. But I heard Kamara's questionable.
He's out. He's done.
Mm-hmm. I think there's no need to risk it. Because I don't think this is a season-deciding game out of conference.
You think Julio Jones is going to pop off?
Julio Jones is questionable for this game. And Julio Jones never pops off against Lattimore because he's also one of his best matchups ever. Like Lattimore and Mike Evans. It's Lattimore and Julio Jones. He's his last like five or six matchups, he's locked him up pretty well. But hope I don't eat my words. And Julio didn't practice, I think, today or yesterday, so he actually might not play. And if he doesn't play, Saints have a way better chance.
Yeah.
I'm going to root for the Saints this game, but I'm going to have to take the Titans, honestly. With what they're doing on defense, at least, I think they're able to shut down the Saints.
They're very strong.
Yeah, they're able. They should be able to shut down the Saints with like how many injuries and like star players are missing. But, yeah, so I'm still rooting for the Saints, but the Titans will win. Taking the Titans back-to-back weeks, so Dodge.
5 weeks, 5 wins in a row?
No, I'm saying I took them last 2 weeks. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying, man. Wins in a row. I don't think
possible.
So. Five it's wins
possible.
In a row, Ryan Tannehill. I don't see it.
That's not Ryan Tannehill, but I don't know. It is somebody. I mean,
I had a different pick in my mind, but then you guys bring up the topic of teams just diving, and now that I think about it, it is
they're
about time.
They're due for a bad game.
They're due for a bad game, but I don't know. The Saints suck. The Saints suck. Come on.
Suck is over.
I don't know who your receivers are. Suck I don't watch Saints games anymore. Yeah,
suck is over.
It's bad. You don't watch Saints games anymore. Did you watch this game?
Okay. Man. First of all, the only all reason we miss this game is because a very close friend of ours had a birthday brunch, which we were not able to watch the games. Otherwise, I have watched every game this season, so blow me. But...
But no.
All I'm saying is, so you're picking the Titans?
I don't know, because they're due for a loss. You gotta make but a the decision. Saints suck. So Sean Payton or that other dude,
Mike Vrabel. He's a really good coach too.
He's gonna come in the on the field he's and just
nah. The Titans. Ah, but they don't have Derrick Henry.
Oh my god.
They have AP, bro.
Is Marshawn Lattimore? Is Marshawn Lattimore?
Yes.
Playing? Okay.
Okay. Marshawn Lattimore took his cast off. He's been playing with a cast for like 5 weeks. And his cast is off.
Wow. So
cast is off, ladies and gentlemen.
He will be.
They don't have
100%.
Julio Jones is going to be.
But wouldn't
outside
Lattimore
of outside
be on
of who
Brown?
They just have AJ Brown and who else outside of that?
But wouldn't Lattimore be on Brown then, not Julio?
Yeah, if Julio's out, yeah.
All right,
yeah,
I've come to a thing. Conclusion.
Good.
To a thing.
What's it called? I'm gonna go with the Saints, but by a field goal. Wow. Nothing more, everything less.
Well, I mean, okay.
That's just you being an idiot right now, but that's okay.
If I'm wrong, if I'm right, you're going to do 400 push-ups.
In a row.
If they win by three?
Within an hour. An hour.
I think it's only right for a deep to start the next game. Lions,
if
Steelers,
we
baby.
If lose this fucking game. You know what? I'm not even going
to.
Actually,
you have to light your jersey.
This would be the game we lose, to be completely honest. This would be the game we lose, and we would beat some fucking crazy team. So you know what?
You guys already did beat a crazy. You beat the Bills first week. For that reason, before you continue, I'm picking Lions. your superior win of the season has already
you
happened.
You hate the Steelers
it's already
so
happened.
Much.
No.
For how much support I've given the Saints over the years.
You just said yourself you can see yourself losing this game, and I can
definitely
see
I said
happening.
I'd be okay with it. I wouldn't be too upset.
I can see. What?
Because
we're
last
losing
year.
We're losing an 0-8 team.
Hey, they got to win at some point, right?
All right, so my theory is they got to win at some point.
We just lost Chase Claypool. We have one receiver and one tight end and one running back.
Must be nice.
And one quarterback.
That's what the offense made of, one of each.
Some teams don't
even
have that.
We need more each.
Yeah,
so they're not in shape, huh?
So you're picking the Steelers, right?
Yeah, I'm still going to go Steelers, but if it's close.
Okay.
I mean, hey, they almost beat the Rams.
It's because of game plan for Matt Stafford.
I'm going to go with the Lions, but here's my theory behind this. Washington is 2-6. If Lions win, like, two more games and Washington loses out, we can get, like, the first top five pick in the draft. So I'm going with the Lions here so they can just get a dub.
Jared Goff has more yards than Ben Roethlisberger this season.
Shut the fuck up. I don't give a fuck. Like,
by 9 yards.
I, like, personally don't care, though.
Not even a first down.
By 9
bro,
yards.
How much is...
Lord.
When have you seen... When have you seen Big Ben throw more than, like, 15 yards this whole season? A few.
He's made a few big throws.
I'm saying, but when?
I mean, when is Jared Goff... Jared Goff doesn't make big throws. That's why they shipped him out of that's L.A.
Jared Goff is so
he can make
bad,
everything
bro.
Except
oh
the big
God.
Throws. So... yeah, it's going to be... The Steelers are favored by 9 right now, which I think is a lot. So
because we should wrap this game up.
Yeah. So I think everybody here is taking the Steelers, right?
Except, they're 0-8, so me. Yes.
I'm going Lions.
I'm going Lions too, man. This could be the week. This week could be the week.
Right, you against, fuckers.
Dodge is going,
against, no, I'm going to go with
Dodge
the Steelers.
Is going with the Steelers.
I believe in you. But if you fucking disappoint me,
you have to light your jersey on fire.
400 more push-ups. 400 more push-ups.
Against a not-so-stable Steelers team. Maybe maybe this will be the push.
Fuck the Saints.
Maybe the, this
no, not-so-stable. What that the doesn't hurt. Kind of shit
that
is
doesn't,
that?
That doesn't hurt me.
In
we're both injury-ridden.
Injury-prone system.
Okay, all right. All right, we're just going to move on to the next game because this has gotten a little out of hand.
This dumpster fire that could turn into a great game, but Bill Belichick is not good enough to stop the Browns.
Really?
Come on.
This is going to be interesting.
Come on now.
No way.
Come on now.
I'm joking.
Come on now.
You guys get the sarcasm?
Hey, come on now.
You get the sarcasm?
Yeah, no, this is this is Patriots easy.
I'm taking the Pats, baby. I'm taking the Pats mainly because they don't have any running backs. The Browns currently.
Why?
What's good with
that?
Oh
yeah, Nick Chubb is out.
He's
yeah, you're
old.
Right. Out
you okay,
right. Nick
so,
Chubb is out. Yeah, what about I didn't even Johnson? Know that, and I was. I mean, yeah, he's in.
He's
I think
in, right?
Ernest Johnson.
He
is
killed
in.
It. That
but
one
Chubb
week
and
played.
Hunter out.
At the end of the day, it's Bill Belichick, man, and like him against Baker, that's
exactly.
Like no questions asked.
He's usually pretty good against young quarterbacks.
Browns are a better team.
Way better roster.
They are a better team.
Like five times better roster.
But the Patriots just know how to.
They know
pull
how to
it
play.
Out.
They know how to play. And Mac Jones is out. Not bad. He needs he makes throws when he needs to make the throws.
You take Mac Jones or Baker Mayfield?
Baker Mayfield.
Oh.
Mac Jones is a good Mac Jones is a system quarterback.
For the future or for like one game
future.
Right now?
For the future.
No, you need a pocket passer.
For the future.
You need a good line to have a pocket.
Yeah, but at the end of the day.
Baker just put up 41 points last week.
Baker also has a fractured shoulder because he runs around.
Okay.
Well, he doesn't know how to run around. That's is the reason he has
Lamar
a fucking.
Does.
Mac Jones has had like a four
compared
interception.
Compared to Lamont.
I don't know. It's hard to choose because we've only seen 1 year of Mac Jones if we've seen like four years of Baker's.
In
and
this one
it's
year,
pretty
he's
close.
Five and four.
Yeah. I agree. I'm taking the Patriots only because of their coaching and their defense. I'm not taking the Patriots anything because of Mac Jones.
Their roster.
I'm taking them because of their coach.
I think it's gonna come down to the throws and not the runs that are made at the end of the day, though.
The Patriots.
I think the opposite.
The Patriots are favored.
It'll be the running because the Patriots lost to I think the Cowboys. The Cowboys and the Saints.
Who have good running defenses?
Who have good runners, running backs?
Okay.
And the Browns don't have running backs this week, bro.
But their receiving's back on point now.
Is Chubb not?
He's out.
He's out.
We said that.
The Ernest Johnson is the only running back in right now. But
that
Brown's
changes everything.
Game is back. Like last week was evident against the Bengals.
Only because OBJ's gone now. Hey.
It'll be a nice game.
They're going to start dropping 40 points. But the only way that the Patriots win is if they keep the Browns' numbers low. That's the only way. If they let them drop 40 points, it's go game over. Anything over 30 points, I don't think the Patriots can keep up with it in four quarters this season.
I think for the Patriots, they mostly have to perform on defense and just, you know, just hold out Baker Mayfield. But now, Baker Mayfield is Odell-less, so...
Yeah, it's true.
Not like that
maybe
hurts him too
it's
much.
Very true.
Yeah, but still, I feel like they're gonna have better chemistry on the field.
Either way,
oh, yeah.
Whichever
yeah.
team is clicking more is gonna win.
Pats are only favored
you're
by
right.
Yeah.
You're
the
right,
Pats
dog.
Are only
it
favored
really
by
go
two.
Either way.
So this is a very close game.
Yeah, this will be a good game to watch.
I'm gonna take the Browns. I don't really have that much faith in.
I'm gonna go with
Mayfield. Yeah, I don't have that much faith in Mayfield, but like I think this game they'll mesh up better and probably turn their season
around. I believe in Bill Belichick. That is my only reason. Yes. Bill Belichick almost never disappoints.
Talking about games that disappoint, this next game I think is probably the biggest, has the most headlines of the week, Packers and Seahawks. Aaron Rodgers, I think, is coming back. Russell Wilson is coming back.
This is going to be a good game.
Both these quarterbacks are going to want to prove a point first week back from injury or back from being out, I don't know, by injury for Rodgers. But what do you guys think about this game?
Come back from lying and then come back from injury. A dishonest man against a great, great
noble individual.
Man of God.
Man of God.
Yeah, so what do you guys think? Packers, Seahawks.
This is hard, but it's easily Packers because Rodgers has been playing. Russell's coming back from injury. He's been out for a while. Yeah. So,
but this is also the most rested Russell Wilson's ever been.
Mid-season
ever. And he doesn't miss games. So now that he's rested, I feel like he's due for a really good game.
Oh, yeah. Also, adding to that, since you're saying that Russell Wilson is coming back from an injury and, like, missing time and all that, not that it matters much for Aaron Rodgers, but he also is not able to practice until they walk on the field and, you know, before the game. That's it. That's all he's getting for this week. But, again, not that practice matters to Aaron Rodgers, who's been in the league for so long. But that kind of, like, equals them out as QBs. The Seahawks haven't been that good, but I feel like they can beat the Packers in this game. Maybe a great game from DK Metcalf and Russell Wilson.
It's funny. It's funny that Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers will be playing, because if they weren't, it'd be Geno Smith versus Jordan Love.
Yeah, that's completely different.
I would not watch that game.
Yeah, no one is watching that game. That's what I'm saying. This is actually one of the better games of the week, and I just think the Seahawks play well on the road.
But one thing
I'm just gonna take the Seahawks flat out.
One thing is the Seahawks have lost last nine games at the Lambeau Field.
What?
That's crazy, actually.
At Lambeau? That sounds right.
Yeah.
They're due a win, so I'm taking the Seahawks.
I'm taking Packers, man. Devontae and Lazard, they're both back.
Yeah.
Because Aaron Rodgers didn't have both. And then also, I mean, I hope DK has a big game. He's on my fantasy team, so.
Me too.
Yeah,
same. Me too.
Yeah, I hope he has a big game.
I hope everybody does good, except.
Well wishes over here.
Nice, nice. Well,
I hope at the end of the day, we can all emerge victorious.
Sounds like a soccer mom.
You sound like a soccer mom.
So who are you taking?
I'm taking the Packers.
Packers.
I said Packers because Lambeau Field, nine games.
Yeah. I said, you know, good performance from DK Metcalf and Russell Wilson.
They're 19-3 together at Lambeau Field.
That's,
Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams.
That's interesting.
So
it's going to be real funny when the fucking Seahawks win.
Talking about
19-4.
Next really big game of the week, Chiefs-Raiders. Yeah. Another big division matchup. What do you guys think about this game? Chiefs are 5-4 and Raiders are 5-3.
Both teams need to prove themselves at this point. The Chiefs need a little bit to build up on this turnaround that they had this past week. But again, like I said, didn't see anything really impressive. No improvement really whatsoever. The Raiders are like kind of desperate right now. They need a wide receiver after what happened with
Deshaun Jackson. Who.
I mean,
that's something. He's still one of the fastest guys out there.
Yeah.
Raiders also cut their first round corner.
They cut Arnett.
Yeah.
He was posting videos of him pointing a gun.
He was
saying he's gonna kill somebody. That's kind of his fault.
I think you should cut him.
What's up with these players on the Raiders?
I don't know what's going on.
It's the Raiders, dude. Why
they moved to Vegas? They moved to Vegas.
Vegas, bro, built different.
Yeah.
It's Vegas.
LV.
They're built different over there, bro.
What's going on in Vegas?
We know they got people living in their sewer system. Y'all hear about these sewer people?
In Vegas?
It's a real thing. Google it.
So a year ago.
Man, I mean, that's interesting. What the fuck?
I actually know what you're talking about.
That's crazy.
Yo, a year ago, they dropped 35 on the Chiefs, right?
Yeah. And they drove the bus around the stadium five times. Like, it was a Super Bowl parade, the Raiders did. I'm not lying. They drove the bus around like they won Super
they
Bowl.
They have a better pass rush now. And their quarterback is playing better than he was a year ago.
He lost their best receiver, though. The Chiefs also really don't have that much of an identity this year. Like, they just kind of.
This is the worst. I think this is the biggest, like, slump
this is gonna be
ever
a great
in
game.
Andy Reid's career as a coach. There has been no.
It's up there.
And any.
Maybe in the Eagles, he had a few spurts.
Still, it didn't get this bad.
If Raiders
had
Ruggs,
they're 5-4. 5-4 is not a bad record.
If Raiders had Ruggs right now, I would have easily picked them. But this is going to be a good game.
I don't think so. I'm taking the Chiefs, man. I don't know. It's really hard to bet against Mahomes.
I'm going
to
go with the Chiefs, too. Yeah.
Patty Mahomes needs to get special pills to recover from his CTE that he's gotten in the beginning of this season. He is not healthy.
I was scared.
If he is, somebody has cloned him, because that is not the same Pat Mahomes from last year. It is not.
It's okay, man. Quarterbacks can have bad games, bad years.
Not like this. Not like this.
Why not?
It's a thing, bro.
This is every quarterback in the history of the league has had bad runs, has had a bad season.
Even Brady.
Literally, I can't even think of one quarterback. Every quarterback has had a bad season. Brady had bad seasons. Peyton Manning led the league in interceptions his first year. Drew Brees was not that good his first year on the Saints.
But this is a quarterback who just won Super Bowl.
No, he won it 2 years ago. What do you mean just won Super Bowl?
But coming off of a
he went to two
he
Super
shouldn't
Bowls.
He's so not,
you're saying,
I wouldn't
you're
call
saying
him a
no
rookie,
you're
still.
Saying no player can ever be bad Of his caliber, it can't be bad.
In this season, would you say he's had a great game at all?
I'm saying
he's due for a great game, and every time he still we see a team that's decent, we want him to explode.
He has 2,500 yards and 20 touchdowns.
Mahomes? He has 17 picks in 17 games.
I understand that. I'm saying Peyton Manning, Brett Favre, great quarterbacks, led the league in interceptions all the time. But people don't fault them because that's of how when you play a certain type of way, interceptions come with how you play. Like, he's a gunslinger. So yeah. Andy Reid does not tell him, like, don't throw the ball down the field because you're going to throw a pick. That's never been. I don't think Andy
That's never a conversation you're
he has
have.
The ultimate green light. So I don't like I don't think they're too upset with how like how bad he's playing. But because it's Patrick Mahomes, right? Like,
all I'm saying is he's due for a good game.
I agree. That's why I think they're going to come out here and they're going to show a really, really, really good game.
Yeah. Hamza, what do you pick?
I want to say the Raiders. They're a little bit hurt on offense, but I think their defense will kind of shut down the Chiefs. Chiefs haven't really been the same. I mean, yeah, they got back-to-back wins, but I think they're going to go back to a slump again. They don't have really that much confidence, and their defense can't really do it, like, night in and night out. So, yeah, Raiders will probably win this game. Again, with the great leader of Derek Carr, leadership of Derek Carr.
I'm going with the Chiefs, too.
I'm going with the Chiefs.
Jump Chiefs, wow. Yeah.
If you're right, Hamza, I will.
Yeah, I'll get you a Chick-fil-A sandwich out here picking, you know.
The last game of the week that we have before we cover the Ravens game real quick is the Rams at the 49ers divisional matchup.
Yeah, Monday night primetime game right here.
That's easy. That's Rams. I hope OBJ plays.
I feel like it's not going to be that easy.
I feel like it's
I don't think OBJ is going to play because he's like he only just got to LA. Like
Shanahan has beat the Rams the last four times.
That's what I'm saying. The Niners have had McVay's number.
This will be an interesting game, but they had his number with Goff, not Stafford.
That's true. That's a good point.
Kittle's back.
Kittle fumbled last week. Didn't look that good.
That fumble was
didn't look that good.
The game.
But I agree that the Niners have had his number, so you'd probably think about picking the Niners.
But let's think about something.
I'm picking Matt Stafford. After a bad game.
At the end of the day,
you're gonna game plan.
Who is gonna cover? Who do the 49ers have in the secondary to cover the Rams receivers?
Yeah, even if OBJ doesn't play,
Stafford's line even gives him a little bit of time to throw the ball, I think he'll be more than okay.
Guys, I just want to remind everybody. Von Miller?
Yeah, he didn't play last week, but I think he
might play this week.
He was injured, yeah.
Von Miller. Mm-hmm. Aaron Donald.
Yeah. Leonard Floyd. One line. That's what I'm saying.
That's a triangle of death.
This is the Rams game to lose because they have the way better roster.
I'm going to go ahead and take the Rams. I think they're going to come out and crush the 49ers after the loss that they had to the Titans last week, and that's a loss coming from a great, great defense. 49ers have an okay defense, but they literally got demolished by the second unit of the Cardinals. Not saying like the Cardinals are an easy team, even with their biggest stars missing, but they got obliterated. They're 3-5 right now, and the Rams losing this week will not be a good look. So, yeah, hopefully we'll see Von Miller play, but it should be an easy win for the Rams. Probably winning by 14, I'd say.
I'm going to give it a Rams 2 by 10.
I'll go Rams by 14. I hope OBJ plays. I want to see that.
That's just going to be so...
That's too quick, I think, right?
Yeah.
I doubt it. Zero chance.
You got to give him at least a week to learn the playbook.
Yeah, he just got there today.
The playbook can't be that easy. Like, McVay's offense, it'll take... I think next week he'll play.
I'll be surprised if he plays, honestly.
He's not going to. No. I don't think he will.
Did you pick the Rams?
Plus, I'm going Rams. Matt Stafford and the 49ers don't have a secondary.
I mean, Odell's registered right now as a starter, and they're literally, it's Matthew Stafford, Henderson, Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, Higbee, and Odell.
Yeah, 49ers secondary, they have two picks all season. Man.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
Everybody picked. We're all going with the Rams. Thing is, with our predictions and the last week, I think in two games we picked the same team and they got obliterated, I believe. Except for the Pats and Panthers game, but I mean, it's the Patriots against the Panthers, and the Panthers were just getting under the leadership of, you know, Sam Darnold, who was getting replaced by Cam Newton.
Cam Newton again.
Yeah, which has made a full circle. I just want to talk about that real quick.
I don't think they're going to do shit
with Newton.
Like the Panthers.
Even with Newton coming back?
Yeah. I don't think they have the team to do anything. Their defense is pretty solid. I agree. Like, their defense is the best part of the team, but McCaffrey's out. And McCaffrey is literally, I think, 80% of this offense. You have no back, no game-changing player like that, then I don't think Cam Newton is going to do anything. He's not throwing the ball 40, 50 times a game. Who? Robbie Anderson? So, Panthers are going to be in the same position they are right now in the playoff hunt. Nothing more.
All right. I think that should wrap up Week 10 predictions for us this week. We'll take a short break, and we'll come back with the latest on the NBA. So starting off with Monday's games from this week, we saw Denver Nuggets going against Miami Heat with a dirty play at the end towards Jokic after having a great game. You know, coming in, you have Markieff Morris coming in, jumping at him while he's taking a shot from midcourt.
Cheap shot.
One at a time. Who here says that check foul, whatever you want to call it, from Markieff Morris was a take foul? Sorry, take foul. Was aggressive or like was like a dirty play?
Yes.
Say yes or no.
It was
yes.
A dirty play.
I don't know. Dirty. It was over the top. It was over the top. Because if you look at it from like some angles, it doesn't look like it's like anything like more than a regular foul. But if you look at it from the angle behind Jokic,
he Morris, went for his knee.
He kneed him in the hip and he elbowed him, I think, in the ribs. And as he fouled him at half court, which you don't even do, you can just wrap somebody up.
Yeah, for a take foul, you can literally hug somebody and that's it.
So I think running into him...
That's happened to Jokic a million times. He gets hugged and he's okay. He's like, okay, you hugged me, all right, let's move. I got to shoot my free throws.
If you actually watch Jokic, if you watch Nuggets games, he's getting beat up a lot. He gets elbowed a lot and they don't call it. So I think this is just frustration
that's
also from
breaking
Jokic.
Point.
We've never seen him do anything like that. Like we've seen him get into scuffles before, like whether he gets mad at people, because you know, I mean, like I don't think Jokic is, anybody to be messed with. Like,
foreign player,
he's not very mild.
Like when he gets mad, he gets mad. Yeah. So like,
he even said it in his post interview. He said he felt bad, but like at some point you have to let them know that like you can't just do that shit to me.
I think Shaq said it.
Shaq said it best.
Yeah, if you're gonna come at me like that, then you expect it. Don't turn around. I mean. He came at him like with a cheap shot. Yeah, I know Jokic is a big fellow. I mean, just if you're trying to stop him from shooting,
the Morris brothers, you can't put it past them to do something like
we'll,
that.
We'll get to Morris brothers after. That's but Jokic BS. Is 6'11", 284. Yeah,
but I mean, he was taking the shot from half court. He didn't need to jump at him like that. He could have just held him or something like that. Like we said,
he actually got injured. Was he being a bitch?
He just sold it. His neck did get whipped,
but he wasn't even holding his neck.
There's no way that hurt, but the when he was trying to leave the floor,
that was too much.
He got carried out, wheelchaired off or something, and then
that was OD.
He's fine.
It looked like it hurt though, with full speed, you can see his neck just fully get whipped.
Yeah, but I've. Jokic was right in doing that. I don't disagree with what he did.
I would have done the same shit.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I would have done the same shit.
In the heat of the moment.
Someone does something like that.
You know, you're playing a game, it's been intense and all that, and someone come and does that. I mean, you won't think of it. It's going off emotions, I think. But still, Denver came out on top. They've been good this season so far, but they got obliterated by the Nuggets.
One more thing on that. He did have a triple-double before he left the game, too. So
Jokic
is a baller.
He's putting up better numbers than he was last year.
And he was MVP last year, right?
Think about that.
That was crazy.
I mean, what is that? One game suspension?
He's not going to win it now because of this whole thing that just happened. He's not going to win it back-to-back, unfortunately.
No, they won't give it to him back-to-back. Even if
they don't give anyone. I don't think they wouldn't give it.
They
like
only
that
gave it to Giannis just because he put up ridiculous numbers, but and also the record was number one, but
it's just a one game suspension, and then that I mean Nuggets are in seventh, I think, in the Western Conference, and he's been out for kind of most of the season so far, but they're good either way. Yeah, one game suspension won't do much, and you know both players got punished for it, what they did. But
speaking of Giannis, actually, Bucks are ninth in the Eastern.
I think right now. I think they're turning it around right now.
And they're dropping leads. They had like a 27 point against Thunder twice, and like they've dropped both leads.
Thunder have been dangerous this season. Just want a side note. Shai Gilgis, bro. that boy is dangerous right now.
He is like getting way, way better like every season. This is the fourth season. He looks like easily like a franchise player already.
Possible most improved player, maybe.
Yeah, they beat Lakers twice.
They have nobody else on the team. It's literally just Gilgis Alexander, and they got two wins against the Lakers.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Next big game on Monday was Hornets Lakers. We saw a great performance from the young squad on the Hornets, you know, being led by Terry Rozier with 29 points. And on the other side, you have Anthony Davis carrying out the whole night along with Melo, while Westbrook.
Why are you laughing?
I'm just, you know, LeBron is not there. Man. Abdominal against the Hornets. They had to go to OT. Davis went out, threw up, and came back to win that game. It's amazing performance. And then I'm loving, as I said last week, I'm loving how much Melo is being involved in this team and how much of a good performance he's putting up. His shots has been
Melo on the Lakers crazy. Or Hornets?
Melo on the Lakers. My apologies, since I was speaking about them. And then we have what?
It's like that now.
We have Westbrook, another triple double. You know, another triple double, 5 for 15. But we're not gonna look at that. That's a stat for another day. It's hidden. We don't look at it. Only 7 turnovers. So 50% on assist, -17, but we don't look at that either.
I thought that used to be your favorite stat.
Yeah,
plus minus.
But you know, they won an OT, so
the Hornets had more total rebounds than the Lakers.
Which
the Lakers have a lot more.
That's been the case recently.
Yeah,
for the Lakers,
how are they getting out rebounded? Like, I feel like they don't play small ball that much. Trying. What do you mean they're not trying? AD, Dwight, they're always in there.
They'll turn it on.
Westbrook.
Melo's doing his thing.
I don't know if they're turning it on.
Westbrook
they just
turned
need,
it on.
I think they just need LeBron.
They're 11, 12 games into
They need LeBron, but like they're okay-ish.
Every single game without LeBron has been a close game, overtime, or a loss.
Okay.
How is that a good anything good?
He's
close to a good sign.
He's coaching on the sideline, talking to refs.
It's a terrible sign.
That's how LeBron teams are without LeBron, unfortunately. Yeah. He's the GOAT, but that's kind of the LeBron effect.
That's true.
Most of the
time. Kind of, but...
And he doesn't go out much.
You guys think the front office, or you guys think LeBron has a little bit, like, regret about making the Westbrook trade and not the Buddy Hield trade?
I would have made that DeRozan trade.
I would have made the Buddy Hield trade, to be honest.
Buddy Hield right now is shooting 40% from three, and Westbrook's shooting, like, 20. And
Buddy Hield also younger.
Melo was shooting like 60% from three. And could you imagine if they had Buddy Hield with that?
Oh my god!
I think LeBron really wanted Damian Lillard trade, but that did not happen.
Yeah, Damian's loyal, so I don't think he wanted to leave. But I think they made a big mistake with the Westbrook trade. I think we called
Everyone
it out. I think we called it out. We called it out in the beginning of the season. So,
but Lillard met with LeBron.
It's not looking good.
That's after the fact. Yeah, like at the time. Russell Westbrook, like, it doesn't matter. Russell Westbrook is he used to be a franchise player, is a multiple-time MVP.
But he is a ball-dominant turnover machine, and that's literally the opposite of what LeBron needs on a team. You need a player who is efficient with and without the ball.
And also,
that's not what Westbrook is. Like, he's not efficient in any stat, maybe taking layups, and then he's not good at free throws. He's like 60-70% of free throws for a point guard. It's pretty bad. And then we all see that he has the worst decision-making of any top point guard
Please
ever.
Stop. Pums is going to start crying.
Does he have good decision? I think John Morant has better decision-making at the end of games than Westbrook does.
For this season, yeah. And I honestly, in that game against the Hornets, seeing Rondo going out, that kind of...
Changed the entire game.
Yeah, for most people, they probably thought the Lakers were about to lose, and they were about to lose. It was a very close game. But, I mean, Rondo didn't score. He missed three shots, but still, he put up 8 assists. One steal.
Rondo and AD were going crazy. I think Rondo is the perfect point guard for the Lakers, not Westbrook.
But that's not going to happen. Westbrook is not going to accept that. He's not going to sit on the bench. Mm-hmm. But
exactly. That was the conflicting thing this year. Yeah. Can Rondo and Westbrook figure out like
when to play
the minutes?
On the other triple double, I'm really loving what I'm seeing from LaMelo Ball. He's been amazing so far.
Insane.
Yeah,
he needs to get the fuck up out of
Hornets.
No. He needs to take control. I mean, it's mostly young guys.
I think he should stay for a few years, develop his game, and leave when he's actually really, really good. He's good now.
Besides Gordon Hayward, who's the oldest probably on the team, this young talent is phenomenal. You have Rozier putting up 29 points, LaMelo 25, Gordon Hayward 21, Bridges 19, Plumlee has been also good. They just it's a great young talent, but I think LaMelo needs to take leadership of that team. But he's not. He's just slowly.
I think one more season.
Yeah,
towards the end of this season, when he if he stays healthy, he'll take over. Because last season he got injured, so he couldn't really keep up with momentum the whole year. I think if he stays healthy, then next season this will be his team.
LaMelo's also only 20 years old.
Exactly.
So, that's crazy. He has time, and he's killing it, no doubt. I could see him going a long way. On top of that, if MJ brings in one or two more
decent talent,
they could go far.
They could be top four or five seed.
The way he plays is very he risks a lot on every single shot, and the way he lands and stuff. And in the NBA, doing that over and over again, I don't know. I think he's gonna start getting injuries. It was the same thing with Derrick Rose. Remember how efficient he was at shooting, how fast he could get to the layup and all that?
Yeah, you're saying he's too quick for his own good.
You're saying he doesn't know how to land sometimes. I think we see a lot of young players
Zion,
they're really
too
athletic and they just go up. I think Jalen Green has shown that a little bit this season if you watch him. Mm-hmm. I think Ja Morant might have done that last season too. Where you just run and you jump as high as you can, and then you don't really know how to land on 2 feet.
They're spastic at that point.
So I think that's what happens after a couple of years in the league. They teach you how to properly land and stuff. That's what Zion and I agree. Sometimes LaMelo does that, but I mean, I think what comes with the majority of young players.
Mm-hmm. Mitchell does that too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, D. Mitch is also crazy.
LeBron has been the highest flying guy for forever, he knows how to land. It never looks he almost
he's also built different.
KD knows how to land.
KD's almost 7 feet tall.
Derrick Jones knows how to land. Zach LaVine knows how to land. You know what I'm saying?
The elite players
know how to use both their feet and land. So I agree. I guess LaMelo.
Speaking of Zach LaVine, they beat the Nets on that day too.
Yeah, the Bulls are legit.
Bulls
are
looking crazy this season.
I think they're legit, but you guys think they can make it to the conference championship or no?
No, that's a bit far, I think, right now. If they need, I think they need a piece or two, and then one more year under their belt. Lonzo's killing it.
I think so, too, yeah.
Lonzo is killing it over there.
Bro, Vucevic, they have a great roster.
And, no, I don't think anyone expected this.
I think if they do good this season, then more free agents will want to come next season.
Yeah, who wouldn't want to play in Chicago? It's like a historic city to play in.
Exactly, and when they're playing well.
Eastern Conference is looking very tight this season. But guess who's leading right now?
Baby.
Who's leading? Yeah, there you go. You said it.
Top.
With Kuzma trash talking Cleveland, telling them they ain't shit without LeBron.
He's not wrong.
I think I said this last week as well. Trading Russell Westbrook and surrounding Bradley Beal with a good, decent talent instead of having another star is working out way, way better for the Wizards, and they probably will have a better season.
I hope they do. I'm shocked they're at the top.
Yeah, they also beat Milwaukee too.
Yeah, Milwaukee's letting up some games, but it's early, so it's fine.
I mean, Milwaukee also got beat by the 76ers. The Wizards out here beating the Celtics as well, so they're beating some of the big teams. It's really surprising seeing them leading the Eastern Conference.
Harry, I have a question for you, actually. Number three seed is the Nets, and they're doing that without Kyrie. What are your thoughts?
If they had Kyrie, I think they would probably be undefeated right now. Because, every game has been a close game except, one or two. James Harden has been playing below average to what he
undefeated?
Has been playing.
Insanely below.
As of right now, they would be, I think. Because every game, all they're missing is a little bit of scoring, and that's exactly what Kyrie gives you. I don't think they have that many issues. It's Harden, when he plays his game, they win games, and when he doesn't play his game, they lose. Now they're dependent on two players instead of three.
It's weird seeing Harden try to facilitate. Although he's done it on the Rockets. Now I don't know, something is off.
They need him to score now because there is no... Yeah. He's Kyrie limiting himself.
He's become a pass first for some reason.
But still,
he can still score. I don't understand why he like always does that. Maybe it's like that has to get
the first few weeks touches. He was looking for fouls. Still, I think now he's kind of gone away a little bit from looking for fouls. I mean,
now
he's definitely good enough to not.
That's also
need them.
The reffing is a big factor for him. It's insane how much more I think he doesn't get calls because it's just. He's become the poster boy of this drawing fouls. I mean, yes, he did it. He mastered it. But now it's just blatant calls that they're missing.
Not anymore. I think if they're trying to kind of recover on it now, it's getting a little better.
A little bit,
but
yeah.
It's still bad.
I told you in the beginning they're going to be very strict on it. They're going to be very strict on it until right about the playoffs. Then they're going to start to ease up on it. And then once people get back to that, you know, thing, they're going to start... You know, they start getting a little more normal with the calls, and then they're going to start giving it. Yeah, they're right now, it's just foul. Okay, stop the game. Foul, stop the game. Foul, stop the game. This season, it hasn't been like that. Yeah. And we've seen, bro, every game has been so good this year.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I hated how much it stopped. Even though it's like people got points, it slowed down the game. Exactly. It's a good rule, but it's just right now, it's being forced.
It has to be. Otherwise, it's not going to be respected. No one's going to. Now players are forced to play, bro. Shut the hell up and just play. That's it.
Interesting. Yeah, speaking of teams on top of the conference, the Warriors. Warriors are 10-1.
Bro, they're looking...
No Klay Thompson, no James Wiseman.
I really crazy. Like,
what are you guys looking about
crazy.
This?
We're used
Steph
to
is Steph.
Steph is Steph.
They're doing it without Draymond, too, at times.
He's coming back soon, baby.
Klay Thompson, he's coming back before Christmas. Yeah. So,
that's gonna be
I
nice.
Think they're like top 10 in the league in like defensive ratings and offensive ratings, which we didn't see coming because like they can score. We've seen Jordan Poole like
they're 10
transform.
And 1, bro.
Jordan Poole used to be like a nobody, and now he's like one of their top three scorers.
I love
look
Jordan.
At, you look at any highlight from this season of their games. Poole is involved. Poole, he's either dishing
Poole is a
or
main,
finishing.
He's like a main player in their system now.
I think that's another possible. Most improved player for this season is Jordan Poole with how much he
improved.
There
are a lot of young guys who really shown up this
year. Yeah, he had good flashes last season, and this season he's just been phenomenal so far. So if he keeps it going, along with Klay coming back, that team, like I said, is they kind of lost their identity after KD left.
And Klay got injured.
Yeah, and then... So they had that shooter mentality, and so they got some of their old they got Iguodala back. They have that depth now more, and being led by Steph Curry, he looking like unanimous MVP Steph Curry, that's their formula after KD and before KD, and they got two championships with it. So they're dangerous.
This is a more fun team to watch than the teams after unanimous Curry era. Yeah.
Steph is going crazy, man. And they're undefeated, like on the road. They're on a 6-game win streak. Yeah. Warriors are fun to watch right now. To be honest,
and Curry's not struggling with the new foul calling system at all.
He's having fun.
He's just
got to shoot. He's the greatest shooter the NBA's ever seen.
Yeah, he is the greatest shooter the NBA ever seen. Honestly, I mean, who else would you rather take a shot?
Nobody.
Possible.
Maybe.
But I want to talk about the Mavericks real quick.
Ah.
Luka, baby.
We have two Mavs fans
Mavericks
in here now.
Mavericks are currently fourth in the West. They're 7-4.
Not bad.
They just dropped a game, but they're looking... I wish if they had another piece, man...
They need one more piece.
We've been saying that. We've been saying that for like three seasons. Like, they need to get on it. I feel like they need to just go make a trade.
They're just sitting there in the West.
Yeah.
Like.
They're just sitting there. They're good to compete with almost every team, but they're not good enough to beat every
to
elite
beat
team.
In a seven-game
series.
Yeah.
They can win a game or two.
If they had a point, man, like, Luka could go to shooting guard.
I think they need a dominant wing. They don't have any, like, dominant wing. They have Porzingis, who's, like, not elite anymore, I would say, but he's definitely up there for big men. And Luka, obviously, is Luka. I don't think they have, like, a... Like, the Warriors have Andrew Wiggins. Like, at times, he plays, like, a top five player, right? And at times Andrew Wiggins doesn't even show up. But like the Mavs need some kind of player like that. I can't even think of someone who's like 6'6", 6'8", like a Jimmy Butler kind of guy.
That'd be
they don't have that guy.
Jalen Brunson ain't it. Dwight Powell is the center.
Yeah, Mavericks do not have depth.
Finney
but
Smith
Tim,
is
Tim Hardaway is Tim Hardaway there?
No, he's there.
He's there.
Right now he has two rebounds and one assist.
Tim Hardaway is decent.
He's back now.
He's decent, but they need.
I think
one more piece.
I think the Porzingis move was just bad, flat out.
It didn't work out because he's been injured a lot.
He's been injured,
and he hasn't. And in the game that he's been in, he hasn't been the same.
It's not the performance that the Mavs need. He's trying to shoot, but you already have Luka doing all that. So they need like more of a post big physical big man in the paint. That's what they really need instead of having another big man shooting.
It also comes from like Mark Cuban. Like he definitely has some say. And like if he wants to go after a player, he definitely can.
Oh no, he does whatever he wants. I believe.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I don't know, like, maybe he could push for Dame, but Dame's loyalty is just, it's there, man.
I mean, speaking of Dame and Portland, he looks really disappointed. He's
not happy.
He's not happy. He's not getting what he wants, not the coach that he wants. He should honestly leave.
They're 5-7
right now. CJ McCollum is averaging more points than he is.
Yep. Yeah.
They're 10th in the West
right now. I think Dame's averaging, like, career lows in, like, every stat, probably, right? Like, field goal percentage, three-point percentage.
20 points.
I don't know. I feel like this is a really bad start to the year.
But
and he said that he doesn't like the officiating, I guess, at some points. But, like,
but he can.
Someone like Dame should not need officiating. Yeah. It should not be affecting his game to this point. So
it was officiating never really
We're definitely
going
to have to monitor the Trailblazers for the rest of the season because I feel like if they don't finish in the top 5 or 6 of the West, then he's gone next year. Yeah. If they finish the top 4 somehow, top 5, he might stay because he's like, if I finish that high with these bums, then maybe someone will come, right? But
I think went there so far.
That's what I'm saying. I think they're done. Like I think Dame's gonna leave at the end of the season.
Because even Barkley was saying that like Blazers need to split up the team now.
There's no solution unless you get a superstar player.
Trade deadline. Yeah.
Jaylen Brown.
If you add someone like but like what they had to trade away somebody. So this I'm saying,
Damian can sing rap about not leaving Portland all he wants, but he needs to get out of here. He looks mad unhappy, and another season of just like this kind of L's and not getting what he wants from this organization. He should just bounce. I mean, there's a lot of teams where they can benefit from having them, and it will improve their overall, you know, chances to make the playoffs. It's not that much of a tight race in the Western Conference, I'll say, for the rest of the season. It's mostly in the East, I'd say.
Yeah, I just want to bring up one thing. The Hawks right now, after that great playoff run last season, they are 13th in the East right now.
Yeah.
4-8.
Yeah, after...
What's wrong with the Hawks?
After the ice tray getting dropped by some random kid at a gym, getting blocked and dropped and talking shit to him for the rest of the game, you know, lost a little spirit, and then not him complaining about the calls and officiating more than anyone. I think, you know, he's not getting away with it. I mean, Collins looking nice, but the Hawks, I don't know, they're missing a lot.
Trae Young doesn't have like that like takeover mentality. Like he can't take a game over like LeBron or anyone. So like you can't expect that much.
Ice Trae?
I'll say one thing about the Hawks. They have been put up against difficult teams in games that they're better than them, but if they want to prove themselves in the East, then they should have won some of these games. But they lost to the Wizards, then they lost to the 76ers, played the Wizards again, then it was Nets, Jazz, Phoenix, Warriors, and Jazz again. So that's kind of difficult, I'd say. So maybe they can turn it around, and right now they're playing Nuggets next. So they should be able to turn it around, but it's just going to be difficult, especially in a tight race in the East.
They're on a 5-game losing streak right now.
Yep.
He's averaging only 24 points right now for the past 2 seasons. So last season he averaged 25, and the season before that he averaged almost 30. He averaged 29.5. So right now 24 is not going to get it done for the Hawks, especially when the rest of the roster is not playing as well either. So I think Trae Young definitely has to take over more, but I just don't see the Hawks keeping up with what we saw from the playoffs last year. I think that was just, unfortunately, a fluke.
Yeah.
I think the Knicks are a way better roster now than the Hawks are.
Oh, yeah.
So.
For sure.
Knicks, yeah, I could say that. Knicks are actually, like, low-key nice. Derrick Rose is killing it, too. Like
Julius Randle quickly is playing good. You guys think the Hawks are better than the Celtics?
No.
No.
The Celtics have a better record.
Tatum and Brown, they're nice.
They're just having locker room issues for the Celtics.
That's true.
They just need to be more dynamic, involve the rest of the cast instead of just going Jaylen Brown, Tatum, and they should be able to get something going.
But the Knicks, like, Kemba is, like, he's killing it. Like, they're playing.
It's a good fit.
They're playing right now. He, in the first quarter, he has 17 points.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Like, Celtics, I feel like, did a mistake letting him go.
A little bit, but he was not doing much for them. It was not good performances that he was putting up, and I think that's why they let go and look for another, you know.
I think he needs, like, a place where he can, like, take more shots. And I don't think Boston was the right place for him because he has to defer to Brown and Tatum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think on the Knicks, he only has to defer to Randall. So,
I mean, on the Hornets.
When Kemba's hot, he's still really good, but he needs a lot of shots to, you know, to get back to that level. So, it's a good fit.
No, speaking of people who are scoring a lot, right now Paul George is third in points per game.
He's carrying the Clippers, man.
How do you feel about that, Bunch? That's your man's.
I couldn't care less. But, I mean, KD and Steph just recently overtook him. So, and he's averaging only, like, what, 2 points less than KD? I don't really care for the Clippers.
But that's crazy.
Yeah, no, he's playing really good this season. Steph is leading the league by, like, five threes a game, but that's also, like, three or four ahead of everyone's averaging, like, maybe one or two kind of thing.
Man, if Buddy Hield was on the Lakers right now, he'd have, like, the most.
The Lakers would probably be number one right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy. But Carmelo is up there. He's number four right now.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Carmelo has been going so crazy. I think Carmelo is the only reason the Lakers have won a lot of these games.
To be honest, yeah.
He's just going, like, 21, 22 off the bench.
Yeah. Anthony Edwards.
Yeah.
If the Wolves just weren't so bad, bro, he'll drop 40 points. He just almost dropped 50 last night. Yeah. And still, L.
I mean, I think we already knew that the Timberwolves are
not so bad.
Bro,
feels so bad.
Edwards is the only bright spot. I think the only thing we can hope for is he leaves at the end of his contract because we know that the Wolves have shown that they're not good at building rosters.
Mm-mm.
One thing I'll say about Paul George, I do not care what he does at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
It is all a fluke. I will not believe it until after the All-Star break, and then won't believe it until we get into the playoffs.
He played pretty good in the playoffs last year. He was one game away from going to the finals without Kawhi. Yeah. I think that's pretty respectable.
Without Kawhi, I respect Kawhi a lot.
Chris Paul literally had to have the best game of his entire fucking career to beat Paul George.
Yeah.
Bro, Jokic is shooting 60, almost 61% from the field, and KD's shooting 59.
KD's a demon.
That is insane. 60%.
KD right now is legit. Like, I think he's playing the best basketball that he's. Is so efficient because, like, I think he has all that talent that he had in the beginning. Like, a little bit less athleticism. He's not, like, getting posters every game, but he's still dunking, like, fine. But he has all that talent now. He has a little bit more, like, IQ. He knows when he can shoot, where exactly he can, like, make shots from. So. This is the best KD that there's ever been.
On that note, we're going to go ahead and conclude our episode for this week. As always, we hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you for joining us and tuning in. If you want to share your opinions, thoughts, questions, or anything like that, you can find us on all social media platforms. Just look up Check the Stats. If you also would like to let us know what you think about the podcast, you can always leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or any other streaming platform. This is Hamza, along with Deep, Harry, Dodge, and our star guest for this episode, Mr. Singh. Thank you for joining us today.